When We Lose Heart, written by Susie Larson and read by Kelly Givens. Today's scripture is from Luke chapter 7, verses 22 and 23. Go and tell John the things you have seen and heard, that the blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, the poor have the gospel preached to them, and blessed is he who is not offended because of me. When John the Baptist sat in prison, most likely knowing that his execution was imminent, he battled a dark season of discouragement and doubt. According to Jesus, John was one of the greatest men who ever lived, and yet his heart and soul were weary and in need of assurance that God was who he said he was. So John sent word to Jesus' disciples, asking if indeed he was the Messiah, or if they should keep looking for someone else. Jesus answered this way, "Go and tell John the things you have seen and heard, that the blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, the poor have the gospel preached to them, and blessed is he who is not offended because of me." When, like John, we are going through a painful season of waiting for God's provision or deliverance, it's common for us to be so focused on the angst in our heart and on the unmet desires in our lives that we forget that God has never failed us in the past and that he always comes through at just the right time. If you find yourself weary in the wait, step back from your current situation and recount again some of the ways that God has come through for you. Declare now that, though you can't see it, God is at work in your midst. He moves when you pray, and he absolutely cherishes your faith. Believe it. Embrace it. Because it's true. And if you are tempted to blame God for your current hardship, I encourage you to consider this a dead-end attitude, one that will derail your faith and perspective. Why blame the very one who can do something about your circumstances? Nobody loves you like God. Nobody keeps promises like God does. And nobody has the wisdom to intervene at just the right time like God does. And God will. Jesus says that we're blessed when we resist the impulse to blame him or be offended by what he has allowed us to endure. As a matter of fact, we should look to Jesus as our example. He suffered torture, persecution, and rejection. Yet Jesus never got offended with his Father. How's that possible? It's possible when you believe that the heart of your Father is always good, and that anything he allows you to endure will serve you and glorify him in the end. Trust your good God's promises and his process. He knows what he's doing with your life.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Need more of God's power in your life? I'm Christina Patterson, host of the Teach Us to Pray podcast, providing practical tips on how to grow your faith through prayer. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.